The intention is for the starter to pitch as long as they can. That's the intention of every single game that we ever play. So I love the way our starters have been throwing, and we have a really good bullpen. I feel very confident in this group going into tomorrow.
And they adjusted things with the roster release to back that up. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. There's no Baskin today. There's a Dan Menigan in for Andy Baskin. Jax Gregory is behind the glass. The man taking your phone calls is Matt Corrale. And that number is 216-474-0092. We got the all-star cast of the Young Bucks today.
I know.
Corrale and Gregory.
Hanging with the kids. This is all right.
Gotta like that, baby.
It's all right. Like me, feel young over
leader
a little bit.
He's filled out a nice staff.
It is. Yeah. He has.
Nice job.
And we're not totally just saying that because he signs our checks.
No, not really.
Yeah.
No. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk some Browns. But big Guardians conversation as we get ready for the game coming up at 1 o'clock. Chris Ossenheimer is going to join us at 11:40, covers the G's for the Chronicle-Telegram. And Travis Hafner, our former buddy who played first base.
Well, he's still our friend.
Current buddy, former first baseman.
Yeah.
Joining us coming up at 12:20.
Get his guards thoughts, get the update of his Little League team.
You just heard what Stephen Vogt said about the starters. Now, let's discuss. Joey Cantillo makes the playoff roster. Logan Allen does not. If there's a guy on this team who's a little of the starters, and I don't say this in any negative or condescending way, if there's one guy on this rotation who's a little headstrong and gets a little fired up about stuff, it's Logan Allen. Parker Messick, young, has done a nice job since he came up. I understand him not being here. It's a three-game series. You can reset the roster. Do you run the risk of if you win this series and moving on, losing Logan Allen at all?
See, I don't look at it that way. I see it differently than you do.
I didn't say I viewed it that way. I asked you, do you run the risk?
Okay.
You see what I didn't
say? But you
say,
did.
You run the risk of losing Logan Allen. No, I didn't say that.
No.
But I do wonder that because I love the way Logan Allen competes on the mound.
Right.
I mean, he gets after it. And I really like that.
He's a really emotional dude. But I think what's playing into this more is the fact the Guardians said, all right, Gavin Williams is the one. Tanner Bibee will get game two. Slade Ciccone gets game three.
No problem with actually those three decisions.
Life is good. Now, of the rest of the guys who are left, Joey Cantillo has come in out of the bullpen in the postseason in the past. We liked the way that looked.
And was really good out of the bullpen early this season.
There was a level of comfort that's there. I think that played into it more than anything involving Logan Allen starting pitcher. I think what played into it more is who do we feel more comfortable bringing out of the bullpen in a long relief role if we get in trouble? And I think they made the conclusion that it would be Joey Cantillo. So I don't think it's a slight to Logan Allen. I wonder if they see Logan Allen as a starter and not exactly someone you feel the best about bringing out of the bullpen. Where Cantillo, I think, could have both.
I agree with that completely. I just convince Logan Allen that it's not a slight.
Correct.
That's all they have to do.
And my guess would be they have. Stephen Vogt has been known as a fantastic communicator since he stepped foot in.
Yeah, and it's this too. Hey, Logan, it's a three-game series. We're going to go with these three guys. Love you. Be ready for the next round.
Yeah.
Because you'll be on the mound.
It's not a you thing. It's an us thing. It's not you.
It's a situation thing. This is the situation, and this is what we have to do. Chase DeLauder on the playoff roster, and he's never played in the major leagues.
It worked well for the Royals with Alberto Mondesi. I mean, it worked well with him, man.
Okay.
Ignorance is bliss, Jeff. We've said this more times than we can count in many aspects of life. Damn. Ignorance is bliss.
Chase DeLauder had 148 bats in the minors this year. That was it.
Ignorance is bliss, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
I wonder.
Wouldn't it be awesome if he comes?
I wonder if they looked at this and thought, all right, what would be better for Chase DeLauder?
Oh, God.
Another round in the Arizona Fall League with the Surprise Saguaros or whatever they're called with the awesome logo, or being a part of this roster.
You need to get a hat, those guys.
Oh, we really do. It's such a great logo. For those of you who have not seen it, you need to see the Arizona Fall League logo that the Cleveland Guardians have. It's the Saguaros. You want this on a shirt and a hat. It's one of the best logos. It's so good.
DeLauder was the Guardians' first-round pick in 2022, 16th overall. He's been a highly rated prospect. He's had injury issues. I mean, that's basically been it for him. Ultimately, Dan, I love the idea of Chase DeLauder being your everyday right fielder next year. Let's just say that. He's your everyday right fielder next year. However, you're in a playoff series, and your offense has been in such a place that you think, yeah, let's put the guy on the roster who's never played in the majors. That will help.
All right, if you want to frame it through those lenses, you're on to something.
I don't know. Mike is in Stowe. Hello, Mike. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're well, man.
We got a guy on the. We think putting a guy on the roster who's never played in the majors is going to help the offense, Mike.
See, I'm not as offended by this.
That's Stephen Vogt, man. That's what he does.
I know. It might work beautifully. It really might.
It really, you know, like I really think he has a real feel for these guys and what makes them tick. And, you know, like for a team that was so far down that we were, they didn't look like it. They didn't play like it. You know what I mean? He never had they were just the same all year. And that's really what I like going into the series, you know. And I understand the pitching matchups, you know. Just tell Logan Allen, hey, be ready. You're going to be holding that ball, either going to Seattle or going to Toronto, you know, game one of the next series. You're more than likely going to be the first starter because, you know, who knows? This might only go two games. You know, we might get out of this with two games, and then they got to reset the whole thing. So
absolutely. It's a great way to look at it, Mike. You're right.
So, you know, he's just got to tell him, hey, no offense, we want to keep a bat. And I love, you know, we think there's going to be a ton of pressure on a kid in a spot like that. But, you know, sometimes it goes the other way. Sometimes he's never seen it, and there is no pressure. And I think that's what, you know, kind of Stephen Vogt banks on. But a couple things I wanted to say about, you know, Tarik today, in particular this game, something to think about. Yeah, he's a tough pitcher. He's probably the best in baseball. But we face him more than anybody has this year. That's the first thing, and I like that. You know, it always goes that way. You know, remember the last couple of years when our ace would face somebody for the third or fourth time? It gets tougher. And I really think, and I don't want to throw a bad thing up in there, but I think the thing that happened with David Fry is still in his head and, you know, potentially. And I'm not saying it's going to change a lot of how he pitches today, but I think that there's still a little bit. That's hard to do. And if you saw, you know, we saw the way he reacted. You know, he went to the hospital. He's a great guy, Tarik is. He went to the hospital and visited him.
Have you read or seen any of the stuff with that, Mike, of what happened with Skubal and Vogt and all that?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Not a lot of people knew that, so I really respect him. I mean, I really do. But I think, you know, it's going to be tougher. You know, a lot of pitchers have it. You know, I'm not saying it ruins their career, but they, for a little while, it's in their head. So,
oh, gosh,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Absolutely. Absolutely
really
coming in on, guys.
A couple intangibles going on here, but I'm just so excited, you know. And, you know, it's just going to be a lot of fun. You know, that's all there is to it. It's a beautiful weather day, and, you know, it's just I hate the damn time, and I don't understand it. Does anybody in Tennessee want to watch baseball at 10 o'clock on the West Coast? I mean, what the heck?
If you're out there, you do, Mike.
Yeah.
You know?
The sad thing is, Mike, you're used to it.
Mike, thank you.
You're used to it with football starts and all that stuff. If you talk to anybody who lives on the West Coast, they love the fact that, you know, you wake up, grab a cup of coffee, sit down, and then there's football on.
I don't say this in any bad way. I say this in a, oh my God, unbelievable that this team is where it is. Of the 15 position players, on the Guardians postseason roster for this series, 9 of them spent time in the minors this year. Nine of the 15. Hang on, it gets better. There are 7 outfielders on the postseason roster. 6 of them spent time in the minors this year.
Jeff, checks out.
And Dan, 6 of them spent time in the minors, not one of them just on rehab.
This checks out. You've watched this team all season. They've continuously.
This is great.
They have brought guys up constantly during the year. Now, granted, 2 weeks to a month after we said that they should bring them up to begin with. But they would bring these guys up all the time and then send them down and then bring them up and send them. I mean, goodness. I-71 should just be called the Cleveland Guardians Highway with the amount of times that they've gone back and forth to Columbus. I mean, how many times has John Kenzie Noel gone back and forth this season? It's ridiculous.
I think it's 3, but I'm not sure.
I mean, so few of these guys have come up and stayed up. Will Wilson, I feel like every time I turn around, Will Wilson is on a bus heading back up to Cleveland.
Am I delusional? I'm excited to see Jonathan Rodriguez and George Valera. No. Jonathan has stepped up and he's done real well coming up this last time. And George Valera looks like he can play.
Because it's this team and we're perpetually waiting for someone that we just heard about 2 weeks ago to roll on in and catch fire for 2 weeks before then finding his way back down Cleveland Guardians Highway to 71.
It's unbelievable. Rob's in Sagamore Hills. Rob, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, thank you for taking my call. And I just have a quick question. First of all, I love the Guardians. I think the way they've played has been outstanding.
It's been fun.
I don't really care that they've had guys in the minors that are now on the big team. I think maybe most teams have a lot of that. I don't know.
Six of seven outfielders, Rob.
Well, but you know what, though? They've all been able to help.
I know. You know what? They've done a nice job with it.
This is a little extreme, Rob. This is a smidge extreme.
A little much.
And guys, when you think about it, you know, they're getting paid. They're paid professional ball players, and they're dying to get to the big time. So
they won the division.
I don't know if it's that big of a deal. But here's my question, guys, and I don't understand this. I'm 73. Maybe it's past me. There are six wild card teams, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, three in each league. Okay.
Why aren't they playing each other, knock each other off, and the division winners sit back and let them knock each other? Why do we have to play a wild card team when we won our division?
It's the worst record of the division winners.
The worst record of the division winners.
Okay, I guess that's the reason, huh?
I
would like to have a little more time off. I'd like the Guardians to have a little breathing room. I mean, they've been on a tremendous streak, and the way they won the game with the three-run homer and the hit by pitch, I think they might be able to use a couple more days of rest, but apparently we're not getting it. And you're right, the 1 o'clock starts, what a joke.
Yeah, they're not good. Rob, enjoy the games.